It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome the General Manager of Sales and Marketing from Morisco Wines to the show, Siobhan Wilson. Hello, Siobhan.
Hi, Nikki.
Oh, big news for you. Big news for you.
Yeah, exciting day. Really exciting day.
Okay, so let's toot your trumpet, shall we?
Okay. So we've just found out that the Needs Pinot Rosé 2016 has just picked up the trophy for Best Rosé at the Sydney Top 100 International Wine Show in Australia, which is super exciting because this is only the second vintage of this wine. So to get a trophy like this is just a huge endorsement and really, really exciting.
Now, so, as someone who's in sales and marketing, how important is that to your brand, Morisco Wines?
Well, third-party endorsement like this is always good because it just reinforces, obviously, what we're trying to say out there with, you know, marketing and getting the wines out there to people. And, I mean, some people think that, you know, nowadays gold medals are a dime a dozen, but, you know, it's always just nice to get that added endorsement from a third party, especially a show the size of the Sydney Top 100, which is, you know, really highly regarded in both New Zealand and Australia and on the global market. So, yeah.
Well, the other good thing is that rosé in particular is a lovely wine to drink in summer.
Oh, perfect wine for summer entertaining. And the thing is, too, what's really exciting is that New Zealand has now got onto the whole rosé phenomenon, which has kind of been sweeping the Northern Hemisphere for a wee while now. You know, they've been drinking rosé up in the UK and the European markets in the summer for a number of years now, but we seem to have really cottoned onto that in the last couple of years. And this year already we're seeing rosé sales go through the roof, and we're only, you know, middle of November, so, you know, we've got some great months ahead of summer to drink lots of rosé.
That's a good thing, and of course we can have your award-winning one.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, what are the other wines that are more preferable to drink in summer, Siobhan?
Well, you know, good old Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc is always a good choice. Nikki, like, you know, you can't beat a lovely chilled glass of Sauvignon Blanc, especially, you know, if you're sitting on your deck and entertaining and are having some beautiful seafood and nice summer green salads. Sauvignon Blanc goes perfectly. Pinot Gris is another, and our Ned Pinot Gris is very popular. It's doing really well here in the New Zealand market. People are just loving it. And Pinot Gris as a category is really growing. We're seeing a lot more people moving across to that Pinot Gris style of wine and enjoying it. So that's another good one.
I like Pinot Gris when it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
You know, it's
got
to be really, really, really chilled. Mind you, let's be real. Any wine, if it's really chilled in summer, tastes damn fine.
So
let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, it really is that time of year, though, isn't it, where we break out those wines and we do lots more entertaining because the weather's better, you know, all of that sort of thing. So, oh, well, look, congratulations, Siobhan. That's fantastic news. And, I mean, obviously it's a big team effort.
It is, yep. It's, you know, my winemaking team has done a great job in creating, you know, that style of rosé that's clearly appealing, which is great. And we're doing lots of promotion, getting it out there. We've got huge support from restaurants around the country who have put it on their wine list for the summer. And, you know, so it's really getting out there. And the Ned brand has been around for a while now, so people know they can trust it and know the wine's going to be good.
Well, congratulations to Siobhan Wilson, General Manager of Sales and Marketing for Morisco Wines.
Thanks, Nikki.